Hello again, brothers, sisters, how are you? It's Friday, August the 12th, and we are beginning a new story today in our excursion through the Jesus stories. We are up to story 19, and it's called The Last Supper. We just completed the last hours in the temple. And now it's time for that meal with the disciples and Jesus. Here's the story. Today we'll probably cover the first half and come back to it on Monday to finish. The Last Supper. Then came the first day of unleavened bread, the day on which the Passover lamb must be sacrificed and eaten with bitter herbs. The disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where would you have us go to make preparation for the Passover feast, so that we all may eat?" Jesus chose Peter and John and instructed them to go into Jerusalem, for they still stayed in Bethany whenever Jesus was not teaching in the temple or talking to the 12 upon the Mount of Olives. "When you have come into the city," he told them, "you will meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into whatever house he enters, and say this to the man of the house: 'The master says, where is my guest chamber, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready, and there you will prepare for us." Peter and John went into the city and found both the man and the house as Jesus had said they would, and they made their preparations. When evening came, Jesus arrived and sat down with the 12. As they all took their places at the table, Jesus said to them, "How greatly have I wished to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat another until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took the wine cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." He passed the wine cup around the table, and all the men drank of it in turn, like companions at a farewell supper. As they sat there, an argument arose among the 12. As before, the dispute was concerned with which of them should be called the greatest in the coming kingdom. Jesus listened for some time. At last he spoke, saying, "Whoever is the greatest among you, let him be as the least. And he who is chief must be the servant of all." Soon after he said this, he arose from the table, laid aside his cloak, and fastened a towel about him. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, wiping them with the towel that was about his waist. This was something that was usually done by servants at the beginning of a feast. But the disciples had no servants, and not one of them had thought to do this service, not even for their master. Shame kept them silent, until Jesus came to Simon Peter. "Lord, Lord," Peter protested, "why do you wash my feet? You do not understand now what I am doing," Jesus answered, "but you will understand hereafter." "You shall never wash my feet," said Peter, and he tried to pull away, for he did not want the Lord to do so humble a task for him. If I do not wash you, you have no share in my kingdom, Jesus said. Lord, said Peter, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus smiled gently. Anyone who has already bathed needs only to have his feet washed to be wholly clean. He said, you are already clean, but not all of you are clean. He said this because he knew that one of his disciples would betray him, and he knew which one it would be. When Jesus had finished washing their feet, he returned to his place at the table. Do you understand what I have done to you? He asked. You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, so that you may also do what I have done to you and be my true disciples. Truly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, nor is he that is sent greater than he who has sent him. If you know and understand my commands, you will be blessed if you do them. But I know that you will not follow my example. I do not speak of all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But the scripture must be fulfilled that says, he who is eating bread with me has raised his heel against me. The disciples looked at one another doubtfully, wondering what he meant. Jesus himself was deeply troubled, for he loved his 12 disciples. Yet he knew that there was one among them who did not love him. He saw their wondering glances, and he sadly said, yes, it is one of you who will betray me, one of you who is eating with me at this very table. Again, they looked at each other back and forth across the table, feeling great sorrow in their hearts. Each man knew that he had weakness in himself, and each man feared that he might make some terrible mistake that would betray his Lord. Is it I, Lord? Each one said in turn. Is it I? And they began to question among themselves as to which one of them it was that would do this dreadful thing. Tell us who it is, Simon Peter begged. Jesus answered, he that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. Now all of them had dipped in the same dish with him, so they still did not have an answer to their question. But then Jesus dipped a piece of bread into the dish in the middle of the table and handed it to Judas Iscariot. Is it I, Lord? Judas whispered so quietly that only Jesus could hear him. Jesus nodded. You have spoken. Whatever you do, do quickly. No one but Jesus and Judas understood the meaning of this quiet exchange of words. The rest of the disciples thought that since Judas held the money bag, Jesus had asked him to go out and buy extra things needed for the feast, or perhaps to give something to the poor. So they thought nothing of it when Judas, having received the piece of bread dipped in the bowl, left the room immediately and went out into the night. And that will end today's session of Jesus Stories. It's the first half of our 19th story, The Last Supper. Well, we take the weekend off, a great chance for you to go back and listen to the week all together. Get caught up on that whole gospel again. And then Monday we'll come back and we'll still be in that same room. And the disciples will still be around that table. And we'll see what happens as the dinner concludes and the night continues. Until then, have a holy, holy Saturday. A blessed Sabbath. And we'll talk again on Monday.